Hey, it's Rob. It was an amazing week of Survivor, and we had incredible podcasts with Christian Hubicki and Steven on the Know-It-Alls. Make sure you catch those as well. Plus, The Circle was back this week with an AI contestant. Taryn, Mike Bloom, and Puya broke down the first week of drops from The Circle and on Renap. Who did Sam Moore find for the big guest? Find out on this week's Rob and Akiva Need a Podcast, all right here on RHAP. We know reality TV. Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cicerino back for another week of Hit or Quit. This week, Farmer Wants a Wife, episode number 4. And Jenny Autumn is here. Jenny, how are you?
Hello, Rob. I'm wonderful. You know,
are
this
you?
Episode, I actually am. Farmer Wants a Wife, episode 4. Was nuts. Oh, wait, sorry. I actually just misread my notes. It had nuts.
Holy fudge. Yeah.
Yes. There were nuts.
Yes. Jenny, I'm coming in hot today.
Oh, yeah.
I'm over it. I'm ready to quit Farmer Wants a Wife. I really am.
Rob, you were so high last week.
I know. I was like, okay, we're trending in the right direction, and we completely backslid. I feel like one of these women, like Nicole, not like my wife, but guys, we're taking it really slow here. Can we move a little faster here? And Jenny, I gotta be honest. Maybe you can talk me off the ledge. I'm done. I'm out. I'm done. I'm ready to quit. Farmer Wants a Wife.
They literally, like, on the topic of testicles, it's like they gave you podcast blue balls.
Blue balls, right.
They got you so, you were full of hope last week, Rob. Like, I was almost taken aback by, like, how optimistic you were on the show last week. So this is, like, is quite the swerve.
I'm done.
But I get it.
I'm out. Talk me back in, Jenny.
What are you, okay. Well, here's the thing. And we should at least discuss the format of this show, because
of this show or Farmer Wants a Wife?
Farmer Wants a Wife. Sorry, we've only just set the format of this podcast, so I hope we're not changing it just yet.
I'm ready.
No, I'm gonna change it on you. Be like, you can't get out, Beefy. We're in it now.
No, come on. I'm ready to divorce like Farmer Allen. No.
You are locked in. You're stuck on this farm, whether you want it or not. There's no black car to pick you up.
Don't
you're here.
Yeah. Okay. So, Jenny, are you going to talk me back in?
Okay. So the issue with the format of the show, and maybe it's not an issue, but I feel like it is an issue, is like you have the episodes. Now I'm starting to understand what's going on. You have the episodes where they're at the farm. They're at the individual farms, and the women and their respective farmer are separated at, like, their own farms. And then you have the next episode where they have their little, like, weekend outing where, like we had last week with the rodeo, mm-hmm. Where you get the intermingling. And I think that is where we're bound to get more action in terms of, like, drama and, like, you know, people sharing information and people getting upset. But, like, the farm episodes, how many times can
it's
I see
crumbs?
People? It is crumbs. And I feel bad saying this because I think that all of these people are real and very nice, like, people. None of them
it would
are bad
be better
people.
If they weren't.
Exactly. It is an earnest reality show about finding love in the heartland. And that is precisely it. I mean, I find little pieces of joy and, like, humor. But I feel like I've become conditioned to try to find joy when, you know, there are crumbs, like you said.
We need to stand up. Jenny, we've been through too many of these bad reality shows,
mm-hmm.
and this is a bad show. And I think we need to come to terms with it. And the whole idea of Hit or Quit is that
when we got to get out, when we got to see these red flags all over the place here. Yeah, this flags. Is bad. It's yep. getting worse and we need to get out.
Yeah. No, I
will tell you why, because I know a lot of people don't even watch the show. They just are here for the podcast. But I guess
bless those people.
Yeah, I'll tell you all the reasons why I'm frustrated. You know, some people save all their frustration for Big Brother Canada. I'm just so frustrated that nothing is happening on Farmer Wants a Wife.
This is the thing, is like, I am lucky that we have found a mechanism that essentially like forces you to podcast with me every week, because like you would not be choosing to podcast a dating reality show like this subdued without this function that we've built here, because like there are so many, and we have so many incredible podcasters on the network on like the wrap ups covering some of the crazier and like more dramatic reality like dating type shows that exist. So when you get one like this that is on like regular network TV, where it's on Fox, I just wish it was hitting a little harder, you know?
Yeah.
And I get that for you, because I think that you would not be choosing to talk about like a love show unless it was like at least a little messy, right? And the only mess that has occurred is cow shit. Like,
right. I mean, the whole premise of the show is that people are talking about how nothing is happening.
Literally.
Like, that's part of the drama in the show. Like, hey, I just feel like nothing's happening. Yeah, me too. I'm frustrated also.
I will say I laughed out loud a few times during this episode, and then I had to turn and explain it to Phil. And like, as I was saying it, I was like, the bar is in hell. Like, the things I'm looking for to laugh at, because it's just so earnest. And if you, and I think that there is definitely people that this show is for.
Mm-hmm.
I have learned from podcasting the last three episodes that there are a lot of people that know a lot about farming. They've been in my DMs, they've been reaching out and letting me know, and they've been commenting on the podcasts. So there are definitely a lot of people that are like interested, because it's like, it's their world.
Yeah.
And then there are also the people that just are good-hearted people that want to see people fall in love on TV. But my goodness, the fact that we're getting excited about like the most mundane pecks on the lips. Oh my God, they kiss. I was like, that's a kiss you like.
Yeah.
Like you do. Look, if you don't even want to kiss.
And
someone.
There was some good here. But most of it, this is very boring. There's not a lot going on here. Let's talk through what's happening with the farmers.
Let's see if like talking through it, Rob, that you feel differently.
Jenny,
it'll still be cathartic
Should we make the case? Like, maybe let's save the best for the last, because people are like, my case is that I think we should quit. And we will tell you how the audience voted later on in the podcast.
Okay.
But let me make the case why we should quit, because I'm not going to open with that the castration of that. It is a sad state of affairs when the high point of this show is castrating
the castration of calves.
That is the high point of the show. That is the best part of the show that I'm excited to talk about. Okay?
We're excited to talk about bull testicles.
The bar is in hell.
For last.
That's what we're excited about.
So we'll leave that.
Okay.
In the meantime,
that's at Farmer Hunter's house.
I will say there's one like, so I am really paying attention to like little cheesy things that just like tickle me. And like, just because sometimes when things take themselves so seriously, like I find humor in that. So that's kind of like where I'm starting to go with this show, where I'm like, oh, like it's taking itself really seriously and this is cute. So we have like Jennifer Nettles walking through a field, like with like a drone shot. And she's like walking through the field talking about like what's happening next.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, you also get these like montages, like slow motion montage of like the farmers doing farm work while like Higher Love is playing over it. It's like, bring me a higher love. And then it's like, you know, Hunter is like caressing a horse or something. Like, it's so absurd. But it's earnest. Like, they really feel like this is grabbing at someone's heartstrings. And I believe it is, but I can't help but laugh at it. It's so funny to me.
They're just guys.
Like, they're just guys. They're just normal people. And that's okay. But that doesn't mean that they should be on reality TV.
Yeah. Like, I mean, there's really like, no, with all due respect, they all seem nice. But like, I mean, they're just like literally like just like regular guys. I mean, they do seem to own a farm. I mean, that's the one.
I think that they're at least not bamboozling these women. So, you know, this is at least a show that does not lie to women, unlike Show Millionaire. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it seems to be that they're upfront. They all do own these farms. Mm-hmm. You can see their property. You are literally staying at it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we started at Landon's farm. Did you notice that he gets out of an RV?
I did not.
I don't think that. And then I think I noticed this later in the episode with one of the other farmers. I think maybe Hunter. I think that at least a couple of them are not living in the house. Oh. And they are staying in an RV parked on the land.
Interesting.
Which
the women are taking out of the house?
I guess so.
They're getting free reign of the house and then he's sleeping in the RV.
I don't know if it's a respect thing or if it's truly that they don't have enough beds. I mean, we did see multiple bunk beds.
Yeah.
Although I did hear that, again, from our friend Kelly McBean, that the bunk beds in like farmhouses
is a
thing, at least in Western Canada, because of like the farm help.
Yeah.
So okay. I don't know, but I noticed at least two of them getting out of RVs on their own property in the morning.
Well, let me just say once again, it's a show without like a solid format. All of the farmers had the opportunity to have someone leave. And 3 out of 4 of the farmers said, I'm fine. Nobody has to leave.
There's no stakes here.
There's no stakes. Even the closest we get to stakes are the bull testicles.
Yes. That's the cows.
Calf fries. That's it. Crumbs.
So really, it's more stakes than anything, really. Mm-hmm. I'm learning more about cows than
only
really
one person got asked to leave. And I think she was about to leave anyway.
I think I almost feel like that was, let's give
you can't quit, you're fired.
No, let us give Portia the respect that she deserves. I really think that this was her leaving and him basically trying to position it as like, maybe you should leave.
And I don't know what he doesn't see in Portia. What's wrong with Portia?
I don't know either, Rob. Portia was great. And I think she was completely justified in everything she said. And she got her ass out of there.
Yeah.
She did the right thing.
So I misspoke. But two women are also, and then also Nicole is leaving.
Nicole.
Yes.
How could we forget?
Yes.
I mean, Landon did forget about her a lot. So,
I don't think that farmer Ryan was going to ask Portia to leave.
No. And I almost wonder, we do know that Landon was going to ask Nicole no matter what, because he pulled her in to get a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
At least he didn't do it in front of like the group. Mm-hmm. But it's just like, it doesn't seem like there are rules here, which fine. But at certain points, are you going to make them get rid of someone?
Because
we're just going to turn into like sister wives here.
Yeah, that's what it feels like, Jenny. And you know, where in The Bachelor, every episode is going to have a rose ceremony. Usually on Survivor, every episode has a tribal council. But it's like, we don't have to ask anybody to leave. It's like nobody is like, the guys are taking it slow. The women are moving like, are they going to talk to me or what? Like nobody is like trying to force the issue here. And it's going very slow.
Yeah, it's a show about nothing.
And not in a good way.
No, not in the way that you might be used to. Yeah, I I don't know if any of our beloved listeners have followed the international versions. I know the Australian version is a big hit. Is this something that happens on those versions, or is this because it's new? They're just kind of winging it as they go, and they're like, yeah, I guess you don't have to send anyone home. Because I almost felt like after that first round, when Alan was the only one who sent people home, and then they had their little get together where they shared stories, and he's like, wait, no, none of you sent people home. And then Alan is like, well, I'm not sending people home then. So then this week he doesn't send anyone home. It's like, do they even, I don't know if any of these people know the rules.
Nobody knows the rules.
No one, even production, I think.
Even production. And so unfortunately, like, it's just moving very, very, very slow. We saw things like people going fishing, fixing fences.
Yeah, like the big, so you get like your, like tonight, like preview montage at the beginning, or like the coming up before commercials. And like one of the big dramas of the evening was there was a snake.
There was a snake at one point, yeah.
That was snake did nothing.
There was a snake. It jumped out. They said, holy fudge. And there was a snake.
And that was it. And then Alan said, yeah, I need you to protect me or whatever. And like that was the extent of the snake encounter. It wasn't even a big snake. It looked, you know, like a garter snake or something. It was not big. It just slithered into the bush, and then that was the end of it. But this was one of the big, like, dramatic moments of the episode, according to the editing.
Yes. Okay. So Alan did go on a date with Kelsey, who seems very nice. And she does. Much like on Survivor this week, we heard the producer give their voice to the heard the producer's questioning on
I always enjoy that.
The show. Yes. Yeah. And in a similar vein of like on Survivor, not so much of a spoiler, but Franny got asked like, are you blushing? And the producer asked, are you hoping he kisses you? And she's like, oh, maybe.
I would be into that, I think. And then we get the producer also asking Alan, like, do you feel like you would like to kiss her? It's like, these producers are really trying.
Wait, yeah, Jenny, it sounds like it's me and you are having the same conversations that the producers are having. Like, nothing's happening. Let's press the issue a little bit here. Come on. Like, hey, Alan, poop or get off the pot here. What are we doing?
No, it's so true. And I think that this is a byproduct of the type of show this is, because it's like the whole point is like you've got these good country gentlemen that are like good men, good hardworking men that are just looking for someone to spend their life with, and they're going to respect you, and like they were raised well, and like all of those like things that we're told about this type of person and this type of lifestyle. So like, none of them want to disrupt the apple cart, you know? They're all trying to be so respectful of these women. And I can't believe me as a woman, I'm sitting here being like, be more disrespectful of these women. But like, at the same time, we are on a show where everyone here understood the premise. You signed up to be one of multiple people vying for attention of a single farmer. And you need to expect that it's going to be difficult, and you might get upset when you find out they've been kissing, you know, other people. It's like, come on.
But is it disrespectful? I mean, everybody has consented to what is happening on this show. It's like, okay, he likes her, she likes him. Let's let nature do as Mother Nature intended.
Which you think they would all be in favor for.
Let's go.
let's
go. Why are you driving around with this pickup truck with a flatbed on the back?
Yeah. And, you know, just sitting there. Mm-hmm. Like, there was like, you know, the Holy Spirit had plenty of room between the two of them, you know, like it was like a middle school dance. Like, no one was getting close. There was not even a question whether they would kiss.
No. Not even happening. Meanwhile, Ryan took Lily on a date. Lily is a horse lady. She loves horses.
Cheese. Yes. And like his strategy was, this is something that she's comfortable doing. So like, let's take her where like she's comfortable. So she'll maybe open up more, mm-hmm. but it's like, and I realized that afterwards they had like their little, like picnic with like champagne, I think, which that's fun. I think that's the better part of the date, obviously, but it's like
the drinking,
how much? Well, it's just like conversation and also drinking. And it's like, listen, this is an awkward situation. Let's maybe have a little social lubricant here. But like, how much connection are you going to make while you are two separate people riding different horses that are like not next to each other?
You're connecting with the horse, you're saying.
You're connecting with the horse, which mm-hmm. like, I think that in a lot of cases, that's what people want. But I just don't know if that's what I personally want.
Not what I want, for sure.
I just like feel like, I don't know. The point of these dates is like to get to know each other and like have conversation is what I would think. That's why I never am like, when people are like, oh, let's go to a movie for like a first date. It's like, okay, then I will learn nothing about you. I might as well just go by myself. Like, why are you going to a movie as a first date? That's absurd to me.
Yeah.
What do you learn about someone but while sitting next to them quietly while you watch a movie? That's just like wasted time to mm-hmm, me. Mm-hmm. Like, I understand if it's like dinner and a movie.
Jenny, that would be
like
an improvement on a lot of these dates. Well, dinner and a movie is a long night, Jenny. Yeah.
So that you want the show to be like us watching a movie that other people are watching. Like, make it a good, like, action-packed movie so that Rob has something to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, put a good movie on. I would like
keep
that.
Keep a movie on for me, Ryan. I'm bored.
Look, that would be an improvement, for sure.
What did you think about... Okay, I will say, so I'm like, I'm talking shit about these dates. Because, yeah, the fishing date, I mean, I guess they're at least close enough that they can have conversation. But again, Alan says about 10 words an episode. So we weren't getting a ton there. And then obviously the horseback riding, like there's only so much that you can connect on while you're on separate horses. I will say Landon and Hunter's dates, a little bit more my speed. Because there's an activity that... Mm-hmm. Like Landon and Kylie went axe throwing. How did you feel about that?
It was fine. I mean, it was still,
I will say,
yeah.
Kylie is trying to, you know what it is.
I don't. What do
you mean? She was. I'm just telling you. Like, I can just tell.
Yeah.
When I look at someone and the way they flirt, like she wanted it. You know?
H word?
She was H. She might have been a little H word. She was like, she was giving the sexual attention. Like, okay. She was creating it. Cause she like, and Landon, I think, is still just trying to be a gentleman. But like, look at this woman's eyes when she looks at like,
I gotta go back and watch her. Maybe you're making a case to go back and watch
her. Those were F me eyes if I've ever seen them in my life.
Okay. All right. Bullseye.
Listen, I know that look. I've probably given it before. Mm-hmm. And she was, there's something about the, I mean, I think she really likes him, or she's just really good at making people think that she likes them. But okay.
At least that's something.
I don't know. Something about axe that's throwing Kylie. Got her in the mood. Yeah. Yes. Kylie.
Okay. All right. You know, Nicole has said she wants to go axe throwing.
I've never done it either.
I have no interest in axe throwing, but for whatever reason, I think my wife wants to throw murder weapons. So
yeah.
Is there something about the axe throwing? It's like, ooh, like, you know, like this is like somebody could suffer a mortal wound. This is exciting.
Yeah. Do you think that like it amplifies the excitement?
It's dangerous. Where it's like riding a motorcycle. Yeah.
It's like controlled danger where it's like, let's not play darts. That's a little too basic. Let's throw an axe at like a man-made dartboard. Mm-hmm. I guess a dartboard is also man-made, but like, yes. You know,
nature's just dartboard.
Like
yeah.
A really like, you know, low budget type of dartboard-esque.
I'm going to look into it.
I would do it. We actually have like an axe throwing place nearby and we always pass it. And I just never
patron meetup.
I've
never done it.
Yeah.
Toronto.
So, yeah, I mean,
everybody behave though.
Like people enjoy it. I know I would be terrible at it. And it was kind of funny because I guess Kylie had done it before and Landon hadn't. And then Kylie just immediately sucked. And then Landon just was like really good. So like they had their like competitive flirting and talking smack. Do you like that kind of flirting, Rob? Like the ribbing each other?
I think that it used to go well. I feel like I feel like it's sort of like, you know,
you can receive but not give, maybe.
Yes. The giving I find to be, I remember like in the very early days of like dating Nicole, and it has been some time that we were playing like a board game, and it was the board game of the California Raisins, the board game. Are you familiar with the California Raisins, Jenny?
They have a board game?
They had a board game. And it was like the dumbest, like luck-based thing.
Oh, it's like the worst kind of
board game. Yeah, the worst kind of board game. And so it was California Raisins, and I was just like destroying Nicole. And I remember this vividly.
And she's probably competitive, right?
I remember this vividly. Like, I was like, oh my God. You suck at this game. You're terrible. Like, what? I can't believe
you're
so horrible.
Which you think is funny because there's no skill involved.
You couldn't be good at this game if you tried. It is like, it's like, oh, you're good at rolling dice. You know, it's like that. And she got so mad. She's like, you're such an a-hole. Like, she's like, she had no sense of humor about it whatsoever.
Yeah. And here's the thing. It's
your
like,
mileage may vary.
Some people are sensitive or they're very competitive. So like they, even though like the game is, it doesn't matter. It's not like, you know, there's luck. It's just luck. There's no skill. It's like they're programmed to be upset at themselves for not doing better when it's like completely outside of their control. Mm-hmm. So it like, that's not on you, but it is kind of dangerous. Did you ever play a board game again?
No, that was it. The last
that
board
was
game.
The only time. The California
2003.
Reasons.
I think that's the last board game.
God.
Yeah.
I can't believe this is an actual game.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com. For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Since J&K Security Solutions opened in 1987, our attention to detail and customer service have been our strongest assets. I'm President Jeffrey Beckman. We'll always do our best to find the most efficient and cost-effective solution to every job we tackle. Whether it's security for your home or business, installing video surveillance, or being able to control your garage doors from your phone, we can help you feel empowered with simple and user-friendly technology. Let's work together to secure your home or business. JKSecurity.com.
For nearly four decades, JMK Security Solutions has provided protection for homes and businesses. I know firsthand. I'm Jeff Beckman, and with my wife, Kim, we started JMK Security Solutions. Our attention to detail, service after the sale, and product knowledge are the foundation of our success. JMK Security has routinely been recognized as the best of Madison for security companies. We expect that trend to continue as the next generation, our son Jeffrey, takes over as president. Let us protect what is valuable to you. JKSecurity.com.
Jenny, let's talk about then. Okay, then let's get. We talked about the bad. Let's talk about the good, the best here, the highlights.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Farmer Hunter, very cryptically, tells the women today is the day they're going to do some accounting.
Yes.
But they're not going to do his taxes. He says that we're going to be going out to see these bulls and accounting for the two things that make them steers.
Yes. He says we're tagging and counting. You got to account for two things on a bull. And we had the nice long gap of them trying to realize what that meant.
Yes.
And he also said that this was about, checking out the bulls that weren't going to cut it.
Mm-hmm. But they were going to cut it. They were going to cut it. Yeah. And so what's going to happen, folks, is that Farmer Hunter is going to tackle some of these young calves. And then he has his little gardening shears.
Yeah. And what the hell?
Yeah. And then with his gardening shears. Yeah. He's going to then clip the testicles off of some bulls.
And he recruited the help of these women to tackle these young male calves to castrate them. I will say, I freaking hated this, Rob.
Okay.
And I know that I've said that this is like the best part of the episode, but we're maybe more so leading up to the part where I can at least stomach it.
Some of our viewers said that this is the best part. They want more testicles cut off on television prime time.
It made me uncomfortable because I was like, even though I know that it's humane and this is like something that you have to do, there was a disconnect for me and I felt very uncomfortable watching them do this to the cows. I did not like it. But also it was like, they would just snip and then like hold them. And then the cow would just go running off. And I'm like, doesn't it bleed? Like, does it need a Band-Aid? Do we need to get a cone?
I gotta be honest. I thought the steers all like took it like a bull.
They were fine.
Yeah, they'd snip, snip, and they'd be like, off you go.
On their way, they're like, okay.
I think if you popped the pimple on me, I think I would be like, well, what's that for?
Yeah, I would probably, cry about it for a little bit. I'd be like, can you at least give me like a Spider-Man like Band-Aid or something? Come on. Like, what is going on? These cows are just like, okay, I guess I don't have balls anymore. Just like go on their merry way. Do-do-do. It was so weird. I thought that it would have been a lot more of a process, but they were just like snip and go, snip and go. It was like a whole assembly line.
Says, all right, just go and, grab them and throw them in the black bucket.
Yeah, so then he has
these
women
testicle
handling with their bare hands, just like stringy.
Was this a test from Farmer Hunter?
I have to believe it was. And I'm sure production loved that this could be a thing. They were like, oh my God, okay, no one's kissing. Mm-hmm. No one cares about anything, but at least we are getting the testes. Like, thank God Hunter wants these women to experience this thing that they do on the farm. Because, like, how many times can you shovel poopy hay and have it be like, oh my God, like, I don't know if I can handle life on the farm. It's like, we really need to up the ante. We're doing testes on episode 4. What else do we have?
What else do we have? It wasn't just help snip and grab and put in the bucket. Farmer Hunter is like, all right, now we get to taste the spoils.
Yeah.
Time to eat the testicles, ladies.
Yeah, I was not prepared for what was to come. And this is the part that I could at least stomach, believe it or not. Not saying I could stomach the testicles myself, but so they did like the actual tagging and counting and castration part in the daytime. And it looked like in the evening when they have their little bonfire, Hunter cooked up a little snack for everyone. And it was just fried bull testicles.
Yep.
I guess.
They call them calf
fries. Don't know how they were fried.
Yeah. Now, I don't know necessarily why, like, I can understand, okay, hey, look, this is a part of the job, that this is important. I know this might seem inhumane, but ultimately we need to do this. This is for the better. But what I don't get is like, and now we have to eat them. Is it like nothing wasted here on the farm?
Yeah, it's like, that's perfectly good meat. Mm-hmm. don't get rid of it.
Yeah. But Jenny, that being said, this was kind of a big hit.
They loved it.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. I thought we were going to get at least one confessional from someone gagging.
This was not like a Fear Factor situation. This was we need some more testicles.
For those that did not watch this episode, congratulations. but I will share with you the one part of this episode that did make me laugh out loud was when our friend Sydney, the first woman that Hunter took on a one-on-one date at the farm, said, and I quote, "I really loved the nuts. Mm-hmm. I think they need some sweet chili sauce or something, okay. But those are tasty." She loved the nuts. Like, at least somebody's getting nuts on this show.
Jenny, that's it. This is the last straw on Farmer Wants a Wife. I'm done.
We're 30 minutes into this podcast.
I'm done. I'm out. I'm packing my bags. I'm leaving these farmers.
But what if next week Hunter brings what are they the gonna sweet do? Chili sauce? I don't know. I don't know, Rob. It makes me sad because I think that there is opportunity to make a show like this a little kookier, a little bit more spicy, a little bit more fun.
Put some of that spicy chili,
the sweet chili heat on those nuts. But I just, I think that there will be people on the show that are happily ever after, you know, like that's great. But like, can I get some fireworks? And I don't mean romantic fireworks on the farm as part of a date in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
Because I know that's coming at some point and they're lighting them themselves. I mean, I just want something. Give me something.
Something. Give us something.
I hear you. This is like trying to make a meal out of something that in a different way. Like,
that is not supposed to be a meal.
Yeah. Like these fried calf fries is what they call them. I think that I am partially traumatized by Special Forces because, you know, there was a lot there that we had to kind of make something out of. Mm-hmm. But I will say, like, at least you had like Billy Billingham, like shouting at people. Like, at least you had, you know, Rebby asking you to pay the man. I just feel like this show is lacking like one go-to character that is like always delivering.
Okay. Well, the one then closest thing that we have is Cassidy Joe. Okay. Cassidy Joe.
I will say she far and wide is like the most entertaining.
Right. Is very much needing affection from Farmer Allen. Okay. And she has a confrontation with Farmer Allen and she pulls him aside and it's like, "Hey, what's going on here? Are you ready to have a wife again? Is that what's going on?" And ultimately we see that, you know, Farmer Allen's like, "Oh, no, it's not that." And like, "I'm sorry, I'm taking things slow." And I felt like that he just gave her a kiss just to, you know, get her to stop talking about this.
Yes. So like he has this little talk with them at the like the table. And Allen says he'd like everyone to stay for another week. And Kelsey, who he had just gone on a date with, was like, "Okay, well, eventually you're going to have to like make some decisions, like, you know. You might need to, you know, we're women. We want affection so that we have an idea of like where you're starting to go." And he admits, he's like, it's hard because I'm afraid of upsetting another one of you. And then like everyone's just silent. He's like, well, I guess that settles that. We'll all stay. Like, you can just tell he was just like, let's wrap this up in a nice, neat bow. I don't want to deal with this. And that was when Cassidy Queen is just like, we're going to go talk. And she takes him outside and she's just like, she's just going in on him being like, are you over your wife? Are you ready for another wife? Da, 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 da. And then he is like, slightly gaslighting. I just feel like she was not being attacking. She was just kind of like hitting him with the hard questions and like kind of, you know, pressing him, because a lot of these people, like, they don't want to overstep because they're just like, oh, if I say the wrong thing, like, I'm going to get eliminated. Well, no, not on this show. No one gets eliminated, apparently.
No.
But, Cassie was just kind of like pressing him with like hard questions and being like, are you ready? Like, are you actually ready for this? And he's like, yes, yes. And then I think that he kind of likes it because we get a lot of indications of this throughout the episode. They were like in the tractor at one point and Cassidy was like, this will be the one and only time you're in control or something like that. Mm-hmm. Like, Cassidy has alpha vibes. And I think that Alan likes it a little bit. But he like gives her a kiss, and by kiss I mean the most like platonic peck on the lips.
It's nothing.
Like the smallest of crumbs.
But Cassidy just like, ooh,
and that's the sad part, was she was excited. And he's like, don't attack me like that. Just relax. And he gives her the kiss, and he says, now will you relax? Like. So there is no like need for interpretation here. He was doing this. You shut her up.
Yeah. Look, I agree with Cassidy Joe. Things are moving too slow.
Yeah.
Jenny, will you join me in saying that we should, I don't know what comes next. I don't know where we go. Okay. Let me give you some information from our audience.
Please.
Okay.
Bring me the info.
All right. So every week, robswebsite.com/hit or quit. Okay.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what's happening. All right. I can tell you what some people said in our audience. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Hit me with it.
We had one of our listeners said it's a hit. Who cares about the show being a hit? Rob and Jenny slap always.
All right.
Okay.
I mean, I appreciate that.
Another listener says, we're two episodes behind, but you all are killing it. I give it 5 out of 5 hay bales.
Oh.
Okay.
Are those poopy hay bales or just like straight clean?
Yes.
Untarnished hay bales.
Another listener says, you guys are doing more than fine, but it sounds like it sucks and it's traveling at a negative pace. It's little to no meat on this bone.
Yeah. And I mean, also no bone, just testicle meat.
Yes.
That's all we have to feast on here. Not even bone.
So I can tell you that our listeners have voted, and 79.5% of our listeners say that the show is still a hit.
Now. Okay, but like that is a commanding number.
Yeah.
I can completely recognize that. Do you think, though, Rob, that this is out of lack of other options to give us? Or do you think that there are people now that are invested in at least some of this storyline that we have started talking about? And they, I don't know, there's completionists, right? Like,
there's nothing here. There's nothing here. We're looking for the meat on the bone.
We need some sweet chili sauce.
Jenny, yeah. I say we quit. The listeners say we stay. It's a hit. It's up to you.
Did any of our fine listeners have any suggestions?
Okay. So we do not have a ton of suggestions. There are not a ton of reality TV premieres at this moment. However, last week we did have some folks say that we should look at Seeking Brother Husband. People felt like that would be a good show.
Yeah, I'm into that, I think.
For us to potentially look at. That is 2 weeks in on Seeking Brother Husband. I don't know what
we could catch up a quick binge.
Catch up with 2 weeks. I do wonder how long those episodes would
be. We can look into that.
Brother Husband. Okay. All right. Then we also got another suggestion from one of our listeners who suggested that we check out a brand new show that is coming to, I believe, the USA Network / Peacock. Okay. Now, Jenny, this is a little bit of, similar to what I just talked about with the Outlast. There's a new show called Race to Survive Alaska.
Okay.
It's an amazing race like show. People in Alaska.
Sure. I mean, I'd do that for a dollar.
Okay. All right.
I'm open-minded, Rob. Like, here's the thing. I know that I will have a good time with you no matter what.
Sure.
And I want you to be happy. Because when you're excited, I'm excited. When you're happy, I'm happy. And
beautiful.
To come in here today after you were feeling so high last week, Rob, to see how defeated
we just
you were.
Went backwards, backsliding. Just, I feel like we're in a toxic relationship with Farmer Wants a Wife. We're expecting more.
We're in a toxic relationship with Fox, honestly.
It's never going to be more. It's never going to be more than this.
No. We're just going to get more schmoopy, like, right?
Yeah.
But like the most PG version of schmoopy.
The worst. Okay.
Molasses slow.
So schmoopy. Andy Denhart over on Reality Blurred does a list of, here's a more interesting one. Okay. The CW is premiering The Great American Joke Off. The show features several riotous rounds in each episode that involve telling as many quick gags as possible and giving categories. That's another.
Are these like actual comedians like that?
Might be more of a game show. Last Comic Standing. Okay. Yeah.
No, there was I don't know if it was Canadian, but there was like a Tom Green was on it. Colin Mochrie was on it. It was like, I think it was called Last One Laughing. And it was a bunch of comedians that try to make each other laugh. And like that's. I don't know. Okay. It sounds similar to that, but Jenny, are these also, regular people or I don't know.
Well, also next week on the E Network, there's going to be a new season or maybe for the first time, Celebrity Game Face and Celebrity Prank Wars.
Celebrity Prank Wars.
Mm-hmm.
So like just people like punking.
Yes.
Here's the thing, Rob, is everything Y2K is coming back. Like the clothes that I wore in high school are cool again. It is depressing.
Yes. Kevin Hart is back for a brand new season of Celebrity Game Face.
So we're bringing punked back. That is.
Yes. Yes.
Completely in line with everything else that's happening in culture right now. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's back.
I think this is good that we're like listing some of these things because, while we did already put the form out and the people have said it's a hit, I think that it's important for people to maybe chime in if they think any of these above options sound good.
Jenny, this is my thing that I'm saying. I say that we quit. On Farmer Wants a Wife, okay? And we look at the Race to Survive Alaska. That is premiering, I believe, this weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
I gotta figure out how I can watch this.
Okay.
But we could
figure this out, okay? And let me get an official word on this. Race to Survive Alaska premieres, I believe, Monday night.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
And then if we don't like it, we get quit it.
Yeah.
Hit or quit. And Race to Survive Alaska. Maybe it's a new show. Maybe it's a new hit.
Okay, so here's a question I have, and this is not something that we've discussed previously, but what happens when you quit? Is it never to be returned to? What happens if people are saying, "Farmer wants a wife, has gotten good. I need you guys to
We'll come back and check out what's going on, just like MILF Manor."
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. That's what I was wondering if there were rules about, like, it's a final quit.
And this might be a controversial opinion. The audience may not like this.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, this is why we created this function and this, you know, like we've branded the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
What's the point of it if we're just going to torture ourselves and continue to hit, then we're just going to call the show, the podcast, Hit.
Yeah.
Hit or Hit.
Okay.
Or hit yourself in the face because you're bored.
You hit yourself in the face. You can leave us feedback on our Apple Podcast page or Spotify. Go to robinswebsite.com/hit-or-quit-feed and let us know what you think. But Jenny, first off, I love a Monday night show. Get us out of the Survivor vortex as well.
Yeah.
So. Yeah,
no, I'm all for that.
Let's do it.
Let's test the waters. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's just see what else is out there. And, you know, we'll find out if it was the right decision.
This ain't it.
Also, if we were wrong, we could easily slam through 2 episodes of Farmer Wants a Wife and probably still wrap up real quick. At least based on the pace that it has been going.
For sure.
So I'm not that concerned. Listen, you know what you're doing. I trust you.
Yeah.
And I saw the pain in your eyes.
Just there's nothing.
And
here.
I don't want you to feel that way.
There's nothing to talk about. Farmer Wants a Wife.
Yeah.
Enough.
We got
enough.
Excited about castration, guys. Okay.
That's a low bar.
That's where we're at.
Yeah. All right. Jenny, anything else about Farmer Wants a Wife, the series?
I care enough to find out how it ends at some point.
It's 2023. You have a reality show, you have a dating show, you gotta have something happening.
Yeah. Once again, I just binged MILF Manor in 24 hours last week.
That show had things happening.
Things were happening. And like, you know, it wasn't a constant stream of entertainment. It had its schmoopy moments. But even the schmoopy moments were like kind of absurd. Mm-hmm. Just by virtue of the premise of the show. Mm-hmm. So just step it up. Step it up a little bit. Mm-hmm. All right. We're hungry.
Yeah. Okay. Not for calf fries. Okay.
Not for that. Okay.
Enough. No. Enough.
Not even with the sweet chili sauce.
Now, while a new Survivor episode did air on Wednesday night, on Monday, I got the chance to talk Survivor with Jenny Autumn, and we had a wonderful time doing that. I got some nice feedback about that feedback show this week, Jenny.
Oh, I had. So, yeah, it's nice when you and I get to talk about Survivor just because it's like, I mean, that's your thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't usually get to chat about it. And we had such a good episode to talk about. I'm always happy to talk to you. And so if you didn't check it out.
Yeah. If you're catching up on Survivor,
it's not too late.
Sure. Why not?
It's not too late.
For all the Jenny Autumn stands out there. I was here in Raleigh for our live show. And I talked to a few different people that said, I love Jenny Autumn. I listen to anything with Jenny Autumn.
I need to just take a moment to say how appreciative I am because it is actually wild to me that people like listening to this stuff. Like, obviously, everything that you touch turns to gold, Rob. So
let's not get too carried away. Yeah.
No,
we're
really,
talking about you. We're talking about you, Jenny.
I'm just saying, like, it is really, really great to get to do this every week, even when the shows are bad. And I really appreciate anyone that, whether you listen to or whether you watch the shows that we're talking about or not, if you just appreciate me and Rob and I and have said anything nice or left a nice review, like, I seriously see it all and I really, really appreciate it. And I am so humbled. And I am very privileged to be able to be in a situation where I get to choose whether I want to continue talking about this show with you, because it is really fun. Yes. So, no matter what. So thank you, everyone. Big love.
We're on the hunt for trash that we can turn into treasure. And so we will go up north to Alaska for the race to, what is it called? Race to Survive Alaska?
We the North.
Race to Survive Alaska. Okay. The rules are simple. Survival isn't. Okay. We'll see. Look, Alaska was hot. So maybe, and it was very cold. Maybe there'll be some of a halo factor there and people will be interested in hearing us check that out. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's going to do it for us here on Hit or Quit. We love to get your feedback. I'm at Rob Sestrino. Jenny is at Jenny Autumn. Jenny, anything else?
That is it. Just looking forward to seeing what we have around the corner. That's all for me.
All right. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We are actuaries. In a world filled with unpredictability, we use our math skills to navigate uncertainty. Actuaries make a difference in people's lives across industries and the world. Actuaries have the freedom to work anywhere. And according to U.S. News & World Report, we're the 25th top-paying career. Make an impact as a fact seeker and a truth teller. Use your math skills for good as an actuary. The world needs you.